Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 16th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Fisher, Jermyn Bight, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 150 miles south of Iceland, 966, moving steadily northeast, losing its identity by 1800 Monday. New low, expected 200 miles south of Iceland, 960, by same time. New high, expected France, 1024, by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good. North Atsara, South Atsara, southwesterly backing southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, in North Atsara, showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, west backing southwest 5 to 7, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor, later. Fisher, Jermyn Bight, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 to 6, then backing southwest later, rain, then showers. Poor, becoming good. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, west backing southwest 6 or 7, then decreasing 4 or 5, showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. Portland, Plymouth, west backing southwest 4 to 6, showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, west backing southeast later 3 to 5, fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Trafalgar, northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, fair. Good. Northwest Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy, northeasterly veering southeasterly 3 to 5, fair. Moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west backing southwest 5 to 7, showers, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, west backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Rockall and Hebrides, squally showers, then rain, moderate or poor. Bailey, west backing south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain or squally showers, poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, squally showers, occasional rain later, moderate, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, winter showers, sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by north 5, recent precipitation, 11 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest 4, 16 miles, 991, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6, 15 miles, 988, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, 16 miles, 992, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west-southwest 2, 35 miles, 996, rising. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 30 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 4, 22 miles, 1001, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1004, rising more slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, west-southwest 6, 5 miles, 1010. Greenwich light vessel automatic, wests 6, 5 miles, 1013. St. Catherine's Point automatic, wests 6, 1013, rising. Jazzy, west-northwest 5, 7 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west 6, 1016. Silly automatic, west by north 5, 5 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 5, 12 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west 5, 12 miles, 1012, rising. Valley, west by south 5, 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 7, 1007, rising. Valentia, west-southwest 5, slight showers, 2 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 5, 13 miles, 1006, rising. Malinhead, southwest by west 6, recent rain, 8 miles, 1001, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, west-southwest 5, rain, 7 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday, the 15th of March. General situation, the United Kingdom is covered by a strong and showery westerly airflow. This will gradually back southerly or southwesterly during the next day or two as a frontal system spreads rain across from the southwest. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, backing southerly later, squally showers, rain later, moderate or good. Occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly 4 to 6 later, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwest 5 or 6, showers for a time, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers for a time, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time, good. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, westerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, then fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, west 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then backing southwest later, showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west backing southwest 4 to 6, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, west backing southwest 5 to 7, showers, squally at first, then, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west backing southwest 5 to 7, squally showers, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west backing southwest 5 to 7, showers, then rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in far north, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Squally, wintry showers, then occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 5 to 7, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Squally winter showers, then occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west backing southwest 6 to gale 8. Squally winter showers, then rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 6 to gale 8. Backing south 5 to 7 for a time. Squally winter showers, then rain and drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest backing south later, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of us all, I am Neil Nunes wishing you a very good night.
Hello and welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. Coming up.
This is great! I mean, I was in the shower last night trying to think of something to say as I was shaving my legs, and I got pants on. I don't have to worry about that.
We'll be live in Hollywood at the Oscars as the winners are announced. Also, has President Trump started a war he can't finish? He's pleading for help from allies, while Iran says it's in it for the long haul.
We never asked for a ceasefire, and we have never asked even for negotiation. We are ready to defend ourselves as long as it takes.
And people across France go to the polls in what's seen as a key test for next year's presidential election. Will the far right and the far left increase their vote? All that to come in the next 30 minutes.
BBC News with David Harper. President Trump has warned that NATO faces a very bad future if its members fail to assist in opening up the Strait of Hormuz. The war with Iran is continuing to disrupt global energy supplies, with the price of oil rising after the weekend. Our correspondent Greg McKenzie reports.
Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on other countries to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, which has been all but closed by his war with Iran. In an interview with the Financial Times, Mr. Trump urged European and Asian partners to join a multinational effort to secure the waterway, through which about a fifth of the world's oil normally passes. He said the US had been very sweet with NATO countries over Ukraine, and they should now return the help. This, he said, should include naval assets such as minesweepers. Mr. Trump also threatened to delay his upcoming visit to China unless